The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. It's Friday, the 5th of June, 7:05 in the morning. And the news top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring compassion community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Alex is here. Alex.
Good morning.
And it's
everyone.
National Donut Day. I'm just catching it. And we're going to have somebody from Heavenly Donuts going to roll in
here in a few minutes. It's
also
National Moonshine Day.
Whoa. You know, together, donuts and moonshine.
I don't know.
Whoa.
Somewhere in between the truth lies.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
What's the weather look like? Huh? We've got a busy show today.
Absolutely. 96 today, if you're looking. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to all of you from the North State and beyond. For all of you who stream here at KCNRradio.com, good morning. In our area, it'll be about 96 today. Increasing clouds tonight with our overnight lows of 59. According to this forecast, we could have gusts today up to about 23 miles an hour, but the winds are not that much at this point, not that much increasing. Becoming sunny tomorrow with a high of 87. Now our temperatures are lowering a little bit, so Saturday night's going to be around 57. And on Sunday we have 87, dropping there 10 degrees. And on Monday 77, and chance of rain, believe it or not, in the forecast on Monday, and chance of rain on Tuesday. So enjoy that weekend. That's a great time to maybe get your backyard and all the things that you need to do outside where it's under 90 degrees. Well, there you go. There's the forecast brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane in Anderson, locally owned. It's a veteran-owned company, three generations strong. The Kinney family always bringing us wonderful, wonderful customer service where they give seniors and veteran discounts. 365-3793 for all of your Shasta, gas and propane needs.
Okay, and an update on the election that came out last night. Looks like Heather Hadwick's got the assembly pretty much in hand here at 53%. County Superintendent of Schools, Mike Freeman, not a surprise, the only one running. Now, District 1, with the latest numbers, Aaron Reznor is leading with 55% of the vote, or right at 3,000 votes. Kevin Cry at 37% at 2,028 votes. And then Richard Gallardo at 7% with 391 votes. And then into the 5th district, Mike Gallagher continues to hold a lead at 49% with 2,200 votes. But Chris Kellstrom's right behind him at 40%, 1,800 votes. And Gary Oxley had close to 10% and 435 votes. Let me see what... Oh, for the registrar of voters, Joanna Franceschet is holding a big lead at 58% or 15,000 votes to 41%, almost 42%, for Clint Curtis at 11,000 votes. So these will be updated. I saw where Curtis says he plans on having it all done. I think this is what he said. I wasn't listening real close, but it said, I think, by Monday or close to Monday. Okay, now... If I have Irvin Fust and Paul Gilman here, it has to be the 37th Annual Aviation Day. Take it away, boys.
Well, good morning, Carl.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for having us in the studio.
Oh, we so much appreciate y'all being here. So,
well, I tell you what. Is that close enough?
Yep, you got it now, buddy.
Good. Anyway, we are here to promote the Aviation Day coming up this Father's Day, the 21st of June, at the Benton Air Park.
Okay, so that's going to be on the 21st of June, Benton Air Park. And so what happens there? And so what's it for? It's a Father's Day tradition.
Yep.
37 years, I guess so.
Let's hear all about it.
Yep.
Give us the love.
Well, you know, I'm the president of the local Experimental Aircraft Association, and we are fortunate to have members of the community as well as Cardan Aircraft Services at Benton Airfield, who's the fixed base operator when you want your airplane gassed or repaired, or you want to just have breakfast. Cardan Air Services, we're They're very supportive. We actually use their hangar, and we serve breakfast. But breakfast, for us, is an annual event that we really enjoy doing for the people of Reading. We also do it in conjunction with the 99's Women's Pilots Group. The 99 state from Amelia Earhart.
Oh, man.
The first 99 women pilots got together with Amelia Earhart, organized it, and that group exists today, and they are very active at Benton, the Northern Shasta area Women's Pilots Group. We our breakfast is a pancake breakfast with scrambled eggs, sausage, pancakes, coffee, orange juice. Price is $10
Man.
For adults. For kids, 5 to 12, $5, and under 5, free. So we have, we'll have a demonstration. We'll have modern and vintage aircraft on display. Experimental warbirds, the CHP helicopter, airplane flights from Carden Aircraft Services, helicopter flights from Air Shasta, and we will also have our famous flight simulator where you can sit inside a Bonanza airframe and fly a flight simulator.
And you don't have to leave the ground.
Yeah.
That's the best part for me. Hey, now, if somebody wants to come and just look at everything and participate, they don't have to buy the $10 tickets.
No,
right?
Not at all. It's free. Free admission, free parking.
Parking is free. If you're familiar with the area, it's not hard to find. Everybody knows where the dog park is.
Uh-huh.
And right behind that's the airport. The large hangar just to the left of the dog park is where we serve breakfast, but parking is free. There are large parking areas directly next to the dog park, but we prefer that you park in the large gravel lot. We can handle up to 500 cars, and it no cost to you for any of it. Come by. See the vintage aircraft, get your picture taken.
Now, this is a great event, by the way. We have gone to this several times. And, I mean, the breakfast is really good. And then all the aircraft out there. And I have not been in the simulator yet.
And a good friend of ours, Natalie Verhoog, got bit by the bug and became an aviator.
Awesome. Right here. Became a pilot.
And you know all about, you know,
she's
fantastic.
Yeah.
But I've been on one of these through this aviation day. I was on one of the aircraft and got to fly over. If you've never been able to fly over Whiskey Town, that is a complete experience. It's haunting almost in a beautiful way. And, so anyway, you get a chance to just see an aerial view of where we live. And again, you've got a Cardon. I'd like to hear more about that aircraft, but everybody, 7 to 2, it's a wonderful, we can just only attest from personal experience how wonderful this aviation day is.
Plenty of parking, friendly people. So tell us again. Give us all of the.
This is the 37th annual aviation day. Now, this is the 37th year that EAA has put on this.
Okay.
Before the 37th year, it used to be the Exchange Club, if you recall, put on an event at Benton Air Park.
I don't recall that at all.
And they moved it over to Muni Airport and turned it into the Reading Air Show.
Oh, okay. Now, when I first moved here, I went to a Reading Air Show a couple years, and then
I think the last Reading Air Show was 2016.
Yeah, and we had the Angels or whatever they were.
Snowbirds were there.
Amazing.
Blue Angels were there 1 year. Right. Thunderbirds were there 1 year.
Yeah,
it was a great event, and this is kind of the local version of that.
Okay,
we don't have an air show here, but we do. At this event, have the rides that people take and fly over Whiskey Town And the interesting thing about that is that people get the bug and they want to learn to fly.
Right.
Because they've never been up in a small airplane before.
Or actually be interested in learning how to work on a plane.
Well, you know, I was talking to Alex a little bit ago. Years ago, Shasta College used to have an aviation mechanics course, and they gave it up and went into agriculture instead. We could use another aviation mechanics course.
Well, let's just put the bug in their ear.
Okay, so it's going to be, we got a, it'll be a week from this Sunday.
On Father's Day.
Yep, on
Father's
Day.
No, wait a minute. Let me see.
Two weeks.
Yes. It's going to be 2 weeks.
2 weeks, yep. Okay.
Yeah, so we're going to be talking about this now in between. And pancake breakfast, chance to look at some great aircraft, get into the simulator.
And a great family day. Great family day.
So let's all hear, Paul.
Yes. Well, I want to, we've talked about the educational side of aviation, and the Experimental Aircraft Association and the 99's the Women's Group, we all promote aviation as a career for people. And so together we also do Young Eagles flights, which I've mentioned here on the radio show, where we fly kids typically twice a year. From the age of 7 to 17, we give them free flights over typically Lake Shasta. And we usually have between 40 and 60 kids that we fly together with the 99s. And then Cardan Air Services has a flight training program. They have maintenance for your aircraft. They also have rental aircraft. So they're going to be active. If you want to take the flight that Linda was talking about, just come out, get a ticket at Cardan's business office in the hangar. We're serving breakfast, and they'll take you for a flight.
Fantastic. Well, thank you, gentlemen. We'll be talking about this. We appreciate
we're going to be mentioning this for the next
2 weeks.
And
we're up there right there by the doggy park every single day, and I see how beautiful the area is at Benton Park. And, again, Sunday, June 21st, the 37th Aviation Day. Yeah. We're going to have to take a quick...
On Father's Day. Yeah. The Father's Day tradition.
We have to take a quick break. When we come back, it is Day of the Donut, so we're going to be talking to... Heavenly Donuts.
There we go. Okay, we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Join us at Overtime to enjoy a large variety of beer, wine, and spirits. We're doubling down with not one, but two daily happy hours. Kick your weekend into high gear and join us on the dance floor every Friday and Saturday when we have our live bands and DVJs from 9:30 p.m. to 1:30 a.m. For complete details on entertainment and drink specials, visit WinRiver.com. Your adventure begins here at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world,
including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I'm the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal Think Pink. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Redding Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
And good morning and welcome back to this Friday edition here of Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. This is 96.5 FM, 1460 AM on your radio dial, also streaming around the world at KCNRradio.com. Welcome back to our Friday edition here. It's 7:21 in the morning and the 5th of June.
Swallowing my heavenly donut because today is National Donut Day, and with us is Trevor Garrett. The owner of Heavenly Donuts.
Welcome to the show. Oh my goodness. Well, at the break, before you came in, it was like, there's something about the Heavenly Donut box being delivered. And we have some friends occasionally come in, and you know, of course we have staff and they like to indulge. Is there a favorite donut of yours? You grew up in this, world.
Yep.
Do you have one favorite?
My favorite. That's kind of hard. It changes, but I'd have to say a French curler. If you don't know what those are, come and ask for it. It's okay. They're normally sold out. First thing that we sell out of.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a French. What'd you call it?
A French curler.
Curler.
It's kind of looks like a tractor tire, don't it?
Okay.
If you know, you know.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
I put one in there actually.
Oh.
You can try that out.
I'm going to say this is Trevor's favorite. I'm going to try it. One of his favorites. So.
Favorite
of the month.
I of course have one donut that I like. I mean, you make great donuts, by the way, but the glaze.
We're just a glaze.
The little glaze round
but
one.
It's nice
that's
to have.
Can't go wrong.
Well, let's
can't
talk
go wrong.
About.
Can't go wrong. Okay.
The day in the life of owning a donut, like a famous Heavenly Donut. The day in the life of Trevor and your staff. What goes on?
The day in the life. Well, it's kind of hard to put the days together because we are a 24/7 donut shop. So they kind of flow together there. Typically, I mean, we start the day off, 5 a.m., start frying off donuts fresh. You'll see our warm and fresh sign come on around 6 o'clock, let you know, hey, everything's, you know, moving along. So if you see that neon sign lit up in the morning, that means they're hot and fresh.
Mm.
Start at 5 a.m., we go chug along through the day. We even, probably by about 6 o'clock at night or so, we're back at it again making donuts. Because if we don't keep at it, we will run out. So,
well, let me ask you a question here, and not to put you on the spot, but how many donuts do you sell? Say, well, I mean, is it easier if I do day, week, month?
It depends. Okay. Summer, you know, we slow down a little bit with this writing heat, but I'd say right now we're just shy of about 1 million donuts a year.
Oh, oh my God.
Yeah.
You know what? That would be a great logo.
Yeah.
When you don't need
we're
to
trying to get there, but we're
yeah.
A little
you don't need to rebrand because Heavenly Donuts. Is
Heavenly Donuts.
Well, tell us the history.
One in a million. There you go.
Yeah, one in a million.
Donuts.
Before two thoughts come here. Thank you so much, Trevor. We got to know you. I got to know you. Excuse me. Through Reading Rodeo.
Yep.
All right. And Tammy Baker. Chicks and Chaps, and you this year gave a beautiful amount, like 300 pink glazed and sprinkled donuts, because it's all, you know, of course, pink related. We're doing breast cancer raising funds, and all that stays local. And so far, just know that part of the wheel that we've given 10 grants out. So
awesome.
Thank you for that.
That's
because
amazing.
it takes this whole thing. So we appreciate you so much, and that's how I got to get your face in you know, what do you want to call it? In my world, to know who you are. And so let's hear the history of Heavenly Donuts.
Yeah, we go back, I'll get a math right now. I'm
You can do ish.
We've been here since, my father's family, they moved up here in, early 80s, opened our first location in Red Bluff, actually, down there in the corner of Maine.
Have they been in donuts before they got up here?
No.
Oh, okay. So they just started.
Yeah. Moved up here, bought a plot of land, built a house on it, and went from real estate to donuts.
Okay.
Not sure how that happened, but.
Well, maybe they were like, you know, there's a donut with her donut shop already.
Winchell's. Winchell's was very popular down south.
Oh, yeah. I used to hang out at the Winchell's in Sacramento. That was like a high school hang.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, moved up here, started Winchell's, a Winchell's franchise in the mid-80s.
Wow.
In Red Bluff, and then eventually found this main location, on the corner of Shasta and Pine in downtown.
What a great location, right coming up.
Oh, that is a great location.
All right.
Great location.
There's
how
parking,
old were you?
You've got
were you even alive then when it came to when they bought the downtown one?
No, not quite. So they had that. We actually had three locations for a while. We had Lake Boulevard, Hilltop, and downtown. Over the years, we kind of just sized down to one location. We still have some up in Oregon and Washington.
Really? Oh. So you have
so you got a
franchise
going up there?
Sort of. It's all family owned. So we're owned by family. I operate here. So the Oregon and Washington's my uncle and one of his business partners. They run those.
Where in Oregon?
We have Portland. I'm trying to think, Portland, and then around Vancouver area, Washington, and then outskirts of Seattle, Longview, as well. Yeah.
Oh my gosh!
I didn't know that y'all were that
the
big.
Donut family. Yeah. Ugh,
donut
I love
kings.
That.
Yeah, one time we were up to like almost 18 stores. it gets to be a lot. So
it does.
We dwindle down over the years. Just kind of.
It's so you're not on the road. You're not on the road so much, and you can live here and manage two locations.
I want to emphasize this is a local business, and let me tell you, Trevor just isn't a donut guy. He joined the Reading Rodeo Station. That's where I met him.
Yep.
And he takes jobs out at the rodeo during the rodeo that a lot of people don't. I mean, he's moving cattle. He's got himself right in the middle of all this, and has become such an integral member in just 1 year. You know, you and the Luna boys.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah.
Are you working strip and shoot or just over there where they're pushing the cattle?
Strip and shoots, timed events.
Yeah. And which is, in itself, is when we don't have time today, but we'll be talking about it again.
Gotta love rodeo, though. Need more cowboys, cowgirls, people who love rodeo. So.
Right.
And, you know, live by that cowboy code.
Yeah, the cowboy code is really great.
Today is National Donut Day. And the military in World War One. Are you going to tell that story?
National. Well, I have a few notes here.
Okay.
From Salvation Army, they actually dropped some off, so they're an integral part on it. They really promote it. So I think we had. I think it was 1938. I want to double check my notes here. So it was actually Salvation Army officially founded National Donut Day in 1938. But in World War One, there's a thing called the Donut Lassies, and they were serving up hot fresh donuts on the front lines in World War One.
They were in the trenches giving these out. this was the first donuts that Americans had had. Like that, if I read that right.
Yeah. And it was mainly like a morale thing. I mean, to, you know, fear of troops, but also it just helped morale because.
It really did.
And it still does.
Oh,
when you
of
think
course.
About it, if somebody brings donuts in.
Well, oh, yeah, the room lights up.
Even if you're dieting, you're like, not today.
World War One soldiers were known as doughboys.
Yep, the doughboys.
And that came from
really
the donuts.
It did.
Well, I learned that.
Well, I've always heard them called doughboys. I wasn't, you know, never really thought about it, but yeah. When I read this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. Going back and how far they go back in our history. And I mean, even farther, obviously, in other countries, but yeah, it's the American donut.
Well, then you wonder if it comes, if the donut was then created, you know, we would think about New Orleans when they have the, what is it, the baguette, it's called, I can't think of the name of it right now, but where the donut was actually originated. That would be curious to know, like, okay. Like yeah. How?
Do you know where that might have happened?
The original donut. History is a little, it's a little foggy in that. I can't say they've nailed it down. I have tried to look back.
Right.
I've listened to.
Yeah, like what's called a beignet or something that they have in New Orleans that's kind of similar to.
Yeah, it kind of came from beignet.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty much a fried dough in fat is what it started as. I mean, they used, you know, animal fat back then and stuff. Yeah. So.
But you have, when you know that you're going to get a heavenly donut, it's consistent. It's not, oh, we tried this new recipe. It's a what do you want to call it? Like a staple of the same exact, you jones for it and you know what you're going to get.
Yep, we've stayed pretty true to our roots. We haven't really wavered off. We're good old classic donut shop. You know, we have some ideas. I know, you know, you gotta change things up sometimes. So we have ideas on the horizon. We'll see. I won't give too much, but we're working on some stuff.
Stay tuned.
But we don't want to get too far away from what our
Well, you can have a special of the month or a special of the season.
This is not the last time Trevor's going
to
be.
Oh yeah, Trevor, we need to have you come on.
We only got you for 15 minutes and there's a lot of stuff. The thing about it is Heavenly Donuts, you know, that's, you know, consistency. You go in and the donuts taste the same and they're really good. But they're the same all the time, and that's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people like that. You're kind of like, it's kind of like going to McDonald's in Rome.
Right.
You get a Big Mac,
yeah.
It tastes like a Big Mac in Ohio.
It is.
Yeah, and so when you think about it, I know we're over time for the break, but when you think about, like, parties that are coming up, you know, to have, when you think about a party favor, and, you know, cupcakes are big, but donuts really go over well, and you can do, like we said, we did the pink glaze with a speckle on them. And they just popped the table. Everybody loved them. It's just
ate them.
Yeah, and then you can cut them up, and it's not all frosty all over the place. And it's like a great. So just, you know, put that in the back of your mind when you've got a party and you want to just, you know, order something interesting.
And let me remind people, Trevor, you get big orders.
We do
from people.
We do. Yeah.
And so if
up
you
up to 200 dozen.
Yeah.
200 dozen. Yeah.
I walked in one day. All
the ladies
gone.
Yeah.
Somebody just walked in and taken out like 15 dozen.
Yeah.
You know, of them. And, but y'all were making them as fast as you could. So if people want this and they want to buy it and they want a large number, how early should they call on that?
We try to say give us at least a couple of days advance, depending on the order. I mean, if it's anything under, you know, 20 dozen, that's, you know, next day. But anything like very large. We try to book it out a little bit if we can.
How big was that? Did you say how many dozen?
We did, I think our most recent one was 250 dozen.
Man!
We did, yeah, for Father's Day. It was actually, I think, last Father's Day or the one before.
250 dozen donuts.
Yep.
Mm.
What a party that must have been.
Yeah, it was fun. That was an all-nighter.
That
was an all-nighter.
Well, we got a golf tournament coming up here on Thursday for the special. Yeah.
I've got to now change our lunch to another
But
day.
I was just thinking, I bet you anything that they're going to bring donuts, you get there early and you're like, that would be a great addition.
Well, Heavenly Donuts really helped us at the rodeo.
Oh, man.
The breakfast they had for all the slack was coming in.
Yeah, we got breakfast sandwiches. Great coffee that we roast here in town too, actually right down the street.
Oh yeah.
We're at Theory. So
okay. Yeah. Our buddies, yeah.
Yep.
So. Okay. Where are you located again? I think everybody knows.
Right.
On the corner of Shasta and Pine in downtown Reading. It's 1313 Shasta Street. Can't miss us if you're coming off 44 into downtown. You'll see that neon sign. Yeah.
And they have a drive-thru.
Yes.
And we do. 24-7 drive-thru.
Man.
24-7 drive-thru.
Always open.
So 3 o'clock in the morning, if you're jonesing, like I said,
got to have one of
for some
coolers.
Reason you can't sleep, you know where you can go.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot, of course. Trevor, for coming in today, National Donut Day, giving us the history of it, and another local business. It's done good.
Thank you.
Appreciate you bet.
For having me on.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we're going to be talking with a gentleman and about things that, you know, how small businesses get picked on. And one of it, and this is, we're going to talk about the California Invasion of Privacy Act. And why should you care? We'll be right back.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Reading area homeowners, stop being told your only option for your old roof is to buy a new one. Actually, never re-roof it again. Reading California's Diamond Coat Roof Restoration offers homeowners real, actual restoration that saves tens of thousands of dollars compared to replacements. At Diamond Coat, we offer best of class, American-made, high-performance, clear acrylic barrier systems that actually seal the shingles, lock in the granules, and protect your roof from NorCal's extreme weather. The Diamond Coat system is unique and also nothing like the vegetable oil-based restoration being sold in our area. This is an actual invisible barrier designed specifically to protect your shingle roof, not just make it look newer. These are hard times, and restoring your roof over replacing it at a third of the cost is without a doubt one of the best investments you can make in 2026. Call 530-941-9035, 530-941-9035, or visit www.diamond-coat.com.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott, streaming live at kcnrradio.com all over the world. On the phone is Jim Monagle, and Jim's a partner at the law firm of Mullen Collin in Sacramento, and they specialize in privacy and technology law. Graduate of UC Davis and University of San Francisco School of Law. Good morning. Good morning, Jim, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Happy to be with you.
Well, we're running a little bit late today, but it's National Donut Day, my man.
Yeah, I was hearing that last segment, and that's the first thing I'm going to do after this interview is go get myself a donut.
Jim, I was approached by Marianne Marino about this, and I frankly had never heard of this. And what is the California Invasion of Privacy Act, and why should we care about this?
Well, the California Invasion of Privacy Act, which we refer to as CIPA for short, is a 1967 criminal wiretapping law. It was essentially designed to give some guidance to law enforcement about what they could do or couldn't do with respect to wiretapping people's phone lines and, you know, tracing, for example, where the call came from or where it was being made to. And a couple years ago, some trial attorneys started twisting that law, which, you know, 60 years old, to say that it applies to modern website tools like cookies and just analytical things about, you know, how many unique visitors visited your website and things like that. So in 2022, they had filed about 50 cases, and since then, we've tallied that they've filed something like 4,500 cases. So it's been just flooding the courts. And even worse is the demand letters, these sort of shakedown demand letters that people are getting. That's got to be in the tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands. So those basically say that you violated this law, and it catches any business that receives it off guard, and that you've got to pay, you know, thousands of dollars by a certain date or you're going to be sued. And it puts these businesses into a kind of a Hobson's choice that they have to pay now for a defense lawyer, or they've got to pay these sort of shakedown settlements.
Well, now,
and so, you know,
this anybody that has a website?
Yeah, that's right. If you have a website, you know, especially if you use any kind of technology on it that you know, most people use to figure out if their website's working well, if it's reaching who they want to reach, you know, any, if you run ads and you want to see who's arrived at your website after you've run an ad, any of those technologies are in the crosshairs of this old law, and there's actually newer laws that, you know, were designed to address these issues. Like the CCPA specifically says that, you know, if you don't want you know, any sort of advertising to happen to you, et cetera, you can opt out. But this wiretapping law, they've sort of, you know, been crafty about saying, well, for example, in the old days, if they wanted to prevent law enforcement from figuring out where a call was coming from or a call was going to, and, for example, raiding those places or something like that, they'd say you've got to get permission or a court warrant, and if you don't, you can be sued for thousands of dollars if you do this. And they're saying, well, you know, isn't an IP address an address, like an actual physical house address? So why don't we get thousands of dollars for every single person that visited the website? And, you know, it's just an existential threat pretty much for every single website that's threatened by this or uses these, you know, tech that they're being threatened about.
So if somebody comes to our website or anybody's website, you know, because like, we stream our shows.
Yep.
Does that mean that I now have access to their IP address?
Well, yeah, it's really kind of how the internet works. I mean, you can't really communicate with all of the website browsers out there unless you have their IP address. You've got to know, you know, for example, if they're clicking on your website in different parts of your website, how to send information back to them of what they're looking for. And if you, you know, use any kind of technology that, you know, transmits those IP addresses, they basically put you in your crosshairs. And really any business of any size is at risk. We've seen nonprofits. There was a case against a bunch of food banks, which actually recently made the news. Restaurants, hospitals, really anybody who runs a website. And really 95% of these threats, the tens of thousands of letters, have been against small and medium-sized business because they're really targeted because they can't afford to fight. And so they hope that they'll just afford to, you know, pay a quick shakedown settlement.
Well, didn't this happen with the ADA for a period of time? With people coming in and measuring counters and all these kind of things.
Yeah, sure. Well, this is, I would argue, worse. I've seen that, and I used to be a copyright lawyer, and I saw that there was a scourge of, you know, people saying that anytime you used a photo without credit, you were violating the copyright law and things like that. But this has just exploded in terms of just exponential growth, and there's so many new players coming into the market. And what we've seen lately, it's really kind of a whole new wave, is that, you know, I had a client that had, you know, sold like corrugated cardboard or something like that, and not only did they get one demand letter, but several in rapid succession. So we, you know, have asked, are you coordinating with other law firms, to the plaintiff's law firms, and they swear that they're not, but we feel that there must be some coordination behind the scenes behind these claimants, because they use the same claimants over and over again, and the claimants get paid depending on who, you know, pays a shakedown. And so, really in the last 6 months, a lot of our clients, and we've heard tons of reports with people getting several of these letters from several different fronts. And so it's just, you know, we really try to put a stop to it through CIPA reform.
Okay, now I'm here with Jim Monagle. He's talking about the California Invasion of Privacy Act, and we got to take a quick break. When we come back, there's a Senate bill that can stop these abusive lawsuits, but also how can people protect themselves? As soon as we get back from this break.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
As a thank you for your outstanding service, Wind River Resort and Casino would like to honor you with our Military Monday promotion. Join us every Monday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. to receive your dining discounts and free slot play. Active or retired military members can present their military ID at the River Club to be entered into this weekly promotion. For more details, download the Wind River app or visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to The Billy, Panda Express, Star Thistle, Preston Jacobs, and Cash featuring Ashley Black and Kane McGee. Enjoy fun with the whole family with Reading Balloons and Face Pinning by Squishy Doodle. Come down to the 19th annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, June 14th at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofreading.org.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBont. Hey, at the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to give away two tickets for the Taste of Reading, and you will not be sorry. These are like $60 tickets, my friends. On the phone is Jim Monagle, who is an attorney in the Mullen Collin Law Firm in Sacramento. They specialize in privacy and technology law, and he has just almost ruined my day by telling me about the California Invasion of Privacy Act that predatory law firms are going after small and medium-sized businesses and threatening them with huge lawsuits because you have a website. And so Senate Bill 690, what is that?
So Senate Bill 690 is attempting to enact CIPA reform, which basically says what we believe, honestly, and everyone who's ever been targeted, that this was never intended. The California Invasion of Privacy Act, which was about wiretapping, again, it's from 1967, was never intended to apply to the Internet. When you apply it to the Internet, it, like I said, it becomes an existential threat to anybody with a website, because what they're talking about is a minimum of $5,000 for every visitor to your website. And you have to look back at least a year under CIPA and similar laws. And so, you know, you can imagine how many people visit a website in a year. You know, right next door to you here in Shasta, I represented a hospital in Siskiyou County, Fairchild Medical Center. And, you know, the class action lawsuit that they faced really was pulling critical time and resources and leadership attention away from patient care and into the courtroom. So, you know, this is not just sort of a low-level threat. Sometimes this, you know, is posing real grave threats to things like rural health care providers, you know.
Did they win the case?
No, we actually settled that case because, you know, it's almost always more expensive to settle than to continue fighting. And that's one of the problems, you know. You basically, I've heard some stories, and I hate to hear them, but, for example, you know, HVAC company down in Contra Costa County who, you know, had to lay off people because of what they were spending. You know, people are making tough choices because of these sort of payments that they're having to make and things like that. There was a plumber in Sacramento who was up helping lobby for CIPA reform, and even though to this day, you know, still believes and knows they did nothing wrong, but the legal fees are piling up, and, you know, they can't afford to fight anymore, so now they have to settle, you know.
And that's why they don't go after the big companies. Big companies will fight them, right?
Yeah, there's just so many of these, even then, the big companies are targeted too, and there was a broad coalition of people trying to lobby for CIPA reform in Sacramento. You mentioned Senate Bill 690, and that was introduced by Senator Ana Caballero from Fresno. And, it's hopefully going to be up for a vote within the next month or so. And we're really hoping that it passed because, you know, we already have some nation-leading privacy laws here, particularly the CCPA is what it's called. And that, you know, gives you rights to, for example, request your information or delete your information or opt out if you don't want anybody doing any kind of cross-marketing advertising. But this sort of abuse of CIPA goes way further and says you can't even use any of this technology in the first place. And so we're really just hoping that they can clarify that the old law doesn't apply and the newer laws is really kind of what does.
Okay, so what can businesses, nonprofits, public agencies do to protect themselves?
So if there's anyone out there who's been threatened or sued under CIPA or even is concerned about this, we recommend that you contact your local California state legislator. And especially if anything's happened to you, because you know there's really nobody who's safe from being targeted from these demands. They really need and it would be very helpful if they heard from people who have been targeted by these shakedowns, so that they really realize how broad in scope this problem is, and that will help us pass this Senate Bill 690. So you can also go to StopCIPAShakedowns.com. I'll repeat that in a second. And there you can get in touch with the coalition that's really kind of leading the fight to enact CIPA reform. So that's StopCIPAShakedowns.com. And CIPA is CIPA, the California Invasion of Privacy Act.
Okay. Well, so if you got a website, I mean, and if you're not asking people to buy anything, and it's just they come in to listen to the shows or look at the archives, would you be in danger for something like that? I mean, you're not trying to sell anything.
I mean, honestly, I can't underestimate for you how many different types of folks are in danger. I was in Sacramento with farmers, right? Business to business, a lot of my clients are business to business and they're not even selling anything to consumers yet. They're being sort of accused of violating consumers' rights. And so that's what happens when you try to force a square peg. You know, everybody, nobody knows how they can protect themselves. So, for example, you know, one of the problems is that people think they're abiding by the law. They think they're doing everything right. They even, some of them have banners, you know, consent banners when you arrive at a website. And even that's not protecting people from being targeted. So one of the problems is that, you know, without clarity, which we hope that this SB 690 creates, people don't even know how to protect themselves. Website owners just don't know how to protect themselves.
Okay, so people, reach out to Megan Daly and tell her she needs to support this 690. And if this thing passes, will that go a long way with slowing this stuff down?
Yeah, it really will. I mean, you know, particularly in California, you know, there's similar laws, and people aren't really targeting so much elsewhere, because it's really in California where the judges don't even quite know how to interpret the law, and so rather than try to figure it out, they just say, okay, you know, come back later once you've done all your discovery and see if you can get out of this on summary judgment or at trial. But that's just too expensive for people to have to deal with. And so we haven't got good decisions interpreting this law. As a matter of fact, I was involved in a case last fall where the court said, this is a mess. Courts don't know what to do with this law. The legislature has to step in and act. And so you've got the courts asking for the California legislature to address this. So we're really hoping that they do. And yeah, that website again is stopsippashakedowns.com, CIPA.
Well, now, so a lot of times you're just going to get a letter that says you owe us $25,000, but we'll settle for six. And one of those things?
Yeah, it's pretty much like that, but it's more like, you know, you owe us $75,000 and we'll settle for 15 to 20. Yeah. That's really kind of, and there's people here that are honestly not even lawyers that are picking up on this. There's one guy, I won't name him by name, but he was actually a convicted felon, and he has told people that this particular law, SIPA, is the greatest grift he's ever stumbled upon. And there's several more players like that. We're seeing more and more new entrants to this space on the plaintiff side, you know, that are making this their bread and butter. People fresh out of law school are sending these letters now, and it's really just got to stop.
Well, this is just another way that people can be taken advantage of, not because they're doing anything, but just because, you know, it's the law, you know, a badly written law or a law that's just been turned around, and it takes on the small and medium-sized business, well, I guess large businesses too, but they're probably focusing on those who don't have the money to put out $25,000, $30,000 to fight it.
That's exactly right, or even more. You know, I like to say, and truthfully so, is that, you know, this is worse than the kind of old adage of ambulance chasing, because at least with ambulance chasing, somebody was in an ambulance. You know, here, the people that the lawyers are supposedly representing, which again, you know, are the same names showing up over and over again, no one's really been harmed. Nothing's happened to them. You know, nothing to complain about, right? So it's really kind of just making money for the lawyers and not really helping anybody that those lawyers are representing, but it's really hurting the entities that those lawyers are going after.
Oh, no, we got hit with the photo one from 2 years previous, and, you know, I turned it over my business, you know, insurance. But that was, you know, just because I talked to their lawyers out of New York.
It was nefarious. It was a fearful moment for us because we got this letter and it was harsh, and we were like, "What are you talking about?" We posted something on Facebook. We just took a picture and posted it on Facebook.
I don't do those.
We tell everybody, if you're gonna, you better know exactly where your pictures come from.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, you raised a good point there about turning it over to your insurer. Like, if people don't know this threat is out there, they don't even know that they should get insurance for it. You know what I mean? And so people are being caught unaware because they had no idea they were doing anything that maybe even insurance covers. And really, they shouldn't even have to pay for insurance for this threat, because it never should be a threat in the first place.
Right. Nobody gets hurt. anyway. It's just a way for some nefarious firms and groups of people to just take your money. Okay. Well, Jim Monagle from Mellon Collin in Sacramento. Really appreciate phone call. You just ruined my weekend.
Where are you located in Sacramento?
We're on the Capitol Mall, and we're nationwide. Our firm is one of the only ones that, if not the only one, that is exclusively devoted to data privacy and data security.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That's your niche. That's great.
Yeah, we had a lot of breaches, you know, when people's systems get infiltrated by the sort of criminal threat actors out there.
Hey, Jim,
people with that.
We'd like to set up another interview with you for like an hour.
Well, we've got more time.
Yeah, you can explain this and talk to people about this if we can do that.
Yeah, that'd be great. I'd love to talk to you guys anytime. So I'll go get my donut now. Thank you guys again.
You bet. What's your favorite donut?
Oh, man. You know what? I got to say maple right now. I've always gravitated towards maple.
All right. Hey. it's a thing. It's a thing. Well, thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thanks for the information. We appreciate it so much.
All right. Take care.
Okay. Hey, when we come back from the news, we have Heather Hadwick's calling us, Assemblywoman. It looks like she's going to continue to be our Assemblywoman after this last election. We'll be right back.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Unemployment rates stayed at a low 4.3%. The Senate passed a bill funding President Trump's immigration enforcement agencies early Friday after weeks of delays and backlash to an unrelated billion-dollar settlement fund that nearly derailed the bill.
Senators voted 52-47 to pass the $70 billion legislation to fund Immigration and Customs Enforcement and Border Patrol for the next 3 years, through the end of President Trump's term, after Democrats blocked the money for months. The bill will now head to the House, which is expected to take it up next week. The final vote came just before 5 a.m., after Republicans narrowly defeated multiple attempts by members of both parties to add language to the bill that would permanently ban Mr. Trump's settlement fund for allies who believe that they've been politically persecuted. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
China and North Korea holding talks next week.
Chinese leader Xi Jinping will travel to North Korea next week in what will be his first visit in years. The trip's the latest in a series of steps by China to reinforce its close ties with its nuclear-armed neighbor, whose leader, Kim Jong-un, has reached out to Russia in recent years, notably by sending troops and conventional weapons to support the war against Ukraine. The next week meeting announcement was made by both countries on Friday, a day after North Korea unveiled a new facility to produce nuclear fuel. Experts say the plant's disclosure implies that Kim is eager to cement his country's status as a nuclear weapons state ahead of Xi's visit. I'm Charles Stiladesma.
And the vote counting continues in the California governor's race. That's after Tuesday's election. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a health insurance alternative at half the cost. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. While insurance companies tell you when to join, what to pay, and where to go, CHM is different. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other Christians. You can enroll, switch programs, or leave at any time. Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a world of difference. CHM has 4 flexible programs. You can pick any certified doctor, surgeon, or hospital that you want for eligible care. So make the switch. Take your paycheck back from health insurance this year. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
Gets it for a rare blue micromoon this weekend.
It's when a blue moon that's also the most distant and smallest-looking full moon of the year rises. The brilliant star Antares will photobomb Sunday's spectacle for a celestial 3-for-1. A blue moon occurs every 2 or 3 years when a second full moon squeezes into a single month. May 1st saw this month's first full moon. The upcoming full moon will be farther from Earth than usual at a distance of 252,360 miles. That will make the moon seem a bit smaller and dimmer. Keith Peters reporting.
Australian officials confiscating more than 100,000 illegal live cockroaches from a breeder, the haul worth over $140,000, including Madagascar hissing and Dubai cockroaches, both species illegal to import, keep, or sell in Australia due to potential environmental risk. News at townhall.com. Iowa's waterways facing significant pollution challenges due to agriculture runoff and sewage. The problem impacts both recreation and public health. Authorities have found that many lakes and streams do not meet the standards for swimming, drinking, or aquatic life. Algae blooms and bacteria posing risks. There was a major security incident at Game 1 of the NBA Finals.
The NBA banned two people for life from its arenas after one of them was arrested shortly after running onto the court during Game 1 of the NBA Finals and appearing to take a selfie next to Victor Wembanyama. The San Antonio Spurs did not appear bothered by the incident, which occurred during the fourth quarter of Game 1 between the Spurs and the New York Knicks. The NBA didn't disclose what role the second banned person, who didn't run the court, played in the incident. The game was stopped for 1 minute and 29 seconds before it resumed with a jump ball. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 5th of June, 8:05 in the morning, news top of the hour, always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Alex is here.
Good morning.
National Moonshine Day and National Donut Day.
Yeah, we're definitely indulging.
And Trevor Garrett, owner of Heavenly Donuts, rolled in here with a dozen, a mixed
and
dozen.
And really interesting mix.
Cool story.
I tried one today that...
The French cruller.
Yeah, he said it's like a tire. So I understand why that could be one of his favorites because it's got... it's really light. It's airy. Yeah, different, completely different.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you an update of the weather. It's going to be 96 today, hot, increasing clouds. Now, there could be gusts today. They're calling for gusts anywhere up to 23 miles per hour. So, but right now, as we look outside into the window of downtown on Market Street, it looks somewhat breezy, but not bad. It's beautiful out. Tonight will be around 59, increasing clouds. Becoming sunny tomorrow, we're going to drop 10 degrees to 87, overnight lows of 57. And then on Sunday... 87 once again, mostly cloudy. Now, Monday and Tuesday, they're calling for rain, about 30% chance of rain with around 77 as well as 79. That's going to be a weird humid day, Tuesday, 79 with chance of rain. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane in Anderson, locally owned and operated veteran-owned business, three generations strong, the Kinney family, always doing beautiful angel work for our community. We thank them for sponsoring the weather every time we read it here on KCNR. Give them a call at 365-3793 where they always give seniors and veterans discounts. 8:07 in the morning, like Carl said, it's the 5th of June. I want to remind you that tomorrow night at Shasta College is the North State Jazz Orchestra, 40-piece orchestra tomorrow night. Tickets, I don't know if there's going to be some available, but, you know, if you, I think there might be last minute one or two seats if you're going to be buying at the door, which I think there's going to be a slot of people that are going to be coming on. 7 o'clock tomorrow night is going to be a beautiful dream come true with 14 or 15 songs, 15 beautiful jazz with the orchestra. We're talking a full on dream from Cleveland Bonet, and it will be tomorrow night.
And it's going to be at Shasta College?
Shasta College.
It's going to be...
you might want to get there around 6.
What time does it start?
7.
7. It'll be tickets at the door. You can buy them online. So it's going to be... if it's anything like the last one, I think it's even going to be better. That was at the Sequoia Theater, and that sold out.
Yeah.
And it was just wonderful music that night. So, hey, is Assemblywoman Hadwick on the line?
She is. Here we go.
Yeah, you know, if you write that on that white board and put it up, then we know those
sorry
things.
About that.
Yeah. You know. Assemblywoman Heather Hadwick, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Well, fine. Good. How
is
about
it,
you? I mean, are
is
you
it too early to issue you a congratulations on the election?
I think they called mine, so I think we're safe now.
Okay. Now, congratulations. Yeah.
Okay, they called yours. Now, this isn't like a local election. You still have to, you're still in the general election, too, in November?
Yes, we move
top
forward
two, right?
No matter what. Yeah,
yeah
we always, we move forward no matter what. So, sometimes it would save the, it would save a lot of money if we could just be done, but it's the way we do things, so I'm okay with that.
In the city and county, though, if you've got over 50%, that's it. You're, you know, they don't do it anymore. Of course,
no,
in the media companies, we wish there's a runoff every election.
Yeah, okay. 50 plus one. We have a lot of the local elections that aren't going to have to run off. So
yeah, the way it looks like right now. In fact, if you don't mind, let me give an update. I gave one at 7. I want to give one at 8, and this is just our local ones here. And obviously, not that piece of paper. Let me see here. I got it. And okay. We're talking about the, of course, Heather, with over 54% of the vote. That's as of 6 o'clock, almost 7 o'clock last night. Board of Supervisors, District 1, Aaron Reznor had 55% of the vote. Kevin Cry had 37, and Richard Gallardo had 7%. District 5, Mike Gallagher was holding on to a slim lead with 50%. Of the votes, Chris Kellstrom, 41, Gary Oxley, 10%. Let me see, Joanna Francesca for the county clerk had a 58%, over 15,000 votes. Clint Curtis, 42%, over 11,000 votes. And Measure B, which will be interesting, it looks like it's going to pass. So now there's still votes coming in. I think there's still several thousand votes coming in, so no need to make any expressions yet until this finally, you know, to the final votes counted, and we can kind of start talking about possible changes in our county. So, you have a lot of things you've been doing.
Oh man, yes, it's been busy. We had House of Origin last week, so that's where all the bills in the assembly have to be voted on by last Friday to move over to the Senate, and all the Senate ones have to be voted on to move to the assembly. So we were in there for, I don't know, I think the longest day was like 12 hours or something, 13 hours. It was crazy. But we got it all done, and I have 11 bills moving forward, which is great.
Yeah, and I'm looking at those bills right now, and I see, let me see here, self-defense. And that doesn't have to do with people breaking into your house. This has to do with animals.
It is, yes, because we have, well, it's mostly for the wolves. Because the wolves are federally protected and state protected, we have statutes for the state, the animals that are protected by the state, bears, mountain lions, and wolves at the state level, that as long as you're acting in good faith, you can't be prosecuted, you know. We don't have that language in there for federal, so we're trying to give, just make sure we have some cover for people in case it does happen, and mostly for my sheriffs too, because sometimes they have to step in as a public safety risk, and we want to make sure that they're protected as well.
Okay, so it's still illegal to harass, harm, make faces at, wave, you know, those kind of things to wolves.
Yes, now, the hazing, yes. But they actually just signed an agreement, the state signed an agreement with the sheriff's offices, and they're going to let the deputies do some hazing. So they're going to, they're working on paintballs. They're finding different tactics that might work that won't harm them or less lethal, you know.
Well, they should put them on drones. Put paint guns on drones.
Oh, no.
And chase these wolves off property. No, yes. Yes, because you're not killing them, and it keeps the wolves from killing your cattle. So, I mean.
So they're using drones. They use loud music and yell at them and that kind of thing. But the problem is the wolves are so smart, and it only works a handful of times. And then they figure it out. Or often it just moves them to your neighbor. And so So we'll see. I'm hopeful that this is just another step, you know, that we have to get through to be able to have some more management options.
Well, let me ask you a question here before we take a break. You've got a wolf on your property. I mean, he's eating your cattle. You can't do anything. When does it become, like, when he comes into your yard and kills your puppy, and you still can't do anything? Is it
no.
When they attack a human or you feel in danger, then you can protect yourself?
It's not even if you feel endangered. Right now, the way it's written, it's you are in imminent danger.
So, so the wolf's coming for you. That's the
yes.
only time you can
yes.
shoot.
Yes. So, and we have wolves that have been reported on people's porches, in their yards. I mean, we had them going across, elementary schools. They're close to town now. I had them at my property and I only live like 2.2 miles out of town, and we had them across our property for weeks.
Oh.
So it's scary, and that fear is real no matter what, if they're attacking you or not. You know, that these we get calls every day, all day, from moms that can't let their kids go play outside, from the, you know, elderly lady that's been walking her driveway for 40 years and now can't or doesn't feel like she can. It's definitely, you know, we're used to living with wildlife, but there's a lot of predators now, and frankly, there's not enough for them to eat, so they're moving in places they weren't typically before.
I liken it to a criminal gang that walks through your yard every day. I mean, that's what it is, and so you do not feel safe out there.
No, I had somebody use the analogy, like, if somebody came in and broke into your house every night and took half your paycheck, and you weren't allowed to do anything. You weren't allowed to protect yourself, and then you had to just have them come back again the next night, you know?
Okay.
It's awful. It's an awful cycle, and we're working through, it's hard to go from 1 to 100 with the state, you know? So we're trying to work through the process, and the hazing is a good next step. Do I think it's enough? No. But we're going through those steps so we can get to where people can protect their property.
Okay. We're here with Assemblywoman Heather Hadwick. We're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair and Jeff Wurst. Jeff Wurst has owned this company for close to 30 years. There's nothing about repairing windshields Jeff doesn't know. He's the windshield whisperer. If you're not sure, you've got a chip in your windshield or a crack in your windshield, well, Jeff can fix that crack and chip and cracks up to 2 feet in length, guarantees it for the life of the windshield. Don't take a chance of it cracking when you're on a trip or your family's in the car or any of that. Just, you can bring your vehicle, car, truck, SUV, RV, down to 3208 South Market Street for a free inspection and analysis. Get your windshield repaired by a master windshield repair specialist. Give them a call, 530-241-8373. Locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. And we'll be right back with Assemblywoman Heather Hadwick.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Redding and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
So what trends do you anticipate will shape the real estate market in 2026 based on what you've seen in late 2025? And how should buyers and sellers adjust their strategies accordingly?
Well, that's an excellent question, Sean. And I think what most experts are saying right now is that the first half of this year will probably be very similar to last year in terms of sales volume and performance. The difference and the separation might be in the second half of the year, where we might see sales volumes actually increasing over last year as lower interest rates and perhaps some momentum in the economy starts to kick in. And if you want to check the value of your home instantly, just go to readinghomes.com. It's right there on the front page for you.
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Go online to readinghomes.com. That's Redding, R-E-D-D-I-N-G, homes.com, or just Google Josh Barker.
Big X action comes in small packages. Join us Saturday, June 20th in the Wind River Event Center
for a night of high-flying, heavy-hitting action.
We are bringing back the pro athletes from Micromania. Tickets start at just $20 plus fees. These micro athletes may be short in stature, but they are giants in the world of entertainment.
Keeping you on your feet, screaming from the opening bell to the main event.
For all the details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Your adventure begins here at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world,
including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Sisqu Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Sisqu Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Sisqu Insurance in Redding, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. So I'd like
to know. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bach. Streaming live at KCNRradio.com. Alex is our producer. Alex, get ready. I'm giving away two tickets to, Taste of Reading. Two tickets to Taste of Reading, June 14th. It goes from 12 to 4 p.m. These are $60 tickets, and it is a great event. So the first caller at 605-4567, and here they come. On the line is Assemblywoman Heather Hadwick. Good morning, Assemblywoman.
Thanks for having me.
Well, of course, this is regular now. You are on the first Friday of each month, so that we can talk about things that are going on in Sacramento. So you had 11 bills that went forward?
Yes. Yeah, and I got all my bills out of appropriations, which is crazy.
How'd you do that?
Six in there.
What'd you do? Did you bring down a Highland calf for every one of them?
I do that pretty regular. A lot of it's just relationships. And then you have to work your bills. You have to explain the why, you know, and we're so different. I think my team ends up explaining things a lot more than other offices. Just because our bills are different, right? Like I have a bill to be able to carry your CCW while you're archery deer hunting. You know, that's not a normal bill for most of my colleagues.
You know, and that's really weird because if you're hunting or even fishing, you can carry a firearm,
yes.
But not
you can
deer
carry
hunting.
It every other big game you can carry a firearm, but not deer. So so we met with almost all the offices just to talk about it and talk about, you know, it's a different forest now. Like we're dealing with, you know, predators especially, and then like illegal marijuana grows and just, you know, there's bad people in the forest too sometimes. So we need to make sure that people can protect themselves.
Well, let me ask a question here. Where did that grizzly bear thing go? Did it die?
No, unfortunately. It's still moving through. So it's coming to the assembly side. So it'll come when the bills switch houses, they basically start over. So they get referred to a committee on the assembly side, and then we have to go through the process all over again. So it'll go to the wildlife committee, and then come to the floor on the assembly if it doesn't die in committee. But
you know, at what point do you stand on your chair and just scream? Are you freaking crazy?
There's a lot of frustration, a lot of ideas there, a lot of bad ideas. But you know, we're able to stop a lot of them, which we're trying to track better this year because last year we just didn't. But it's, you know, it's part of it. It's part of the process. It is, some days are more frustrating than others. My biggest frustration, I think, is the law enforcement bills. You know, because my friends are law enforcement. Some of the best people I know are law enforcement, and they make them out to be bad people, and they're not. There's bad in every sector. It happens, but they don't have the same kind of policing that we have in Northern California, in L.A. And unfortunately, a lot of these bad ideas come from L.A. and the urban areas. You know.
Do you sense a starting for people to take a look at where we are in this state, and maybe they're starting to lean in a different direction?
I do. I think people are kind of sick of the parties, the drama, you know, the politics drama. I think they want, you know, this is affecting both sides. You know, it's crazy expensive to live here. They don't feel safe in their communities. They don't feel like their schools are as good as they should be. You know, I think the pendulum's swinging. And you have a lot more public pressure, I think, as an elected, because people have more information than they've ever had. You know, they can, it's all at their fingertips on their phone walking around that they can look up, you know, what's happening in the government, and they have news all the time, you know, being pushed at them. So they're more informed, and passionate, and so they're louder, so they can really make things happen. And usually when we get things shut down or get things through, it's because of that public pressure. The human trafficking bill that went through that Shannon Grove wrote was a perfect example of that. That was shut down by the Democrats, and then the public spoke up. And it was both sides of the aisle that spoke up. But we get wins. We try to celebrate the victories, even if they're little.
Hey, Heather, here's a question that just came in from one of our listeners. How close does a wolf have to be to you if you're not on your property?
Not on your property. So,
yeah, say you're walking through the woods. Say you're walking through the woods, you're hunting, or you're fishing, and here comes the wolf. It has to be an attack, doesn't it?
You have to be in imminent danger. It has to be attacking you and threatening you. You have to, the scary part is, the process afterwards, you have to be able to prove that. Like, and unfortunately, California has a lot of groups that are very powerful, the animal activist groups, you know, and they're going to fight and want an example set of whoever is that person that put the wolf
down.
Well,
here's what I would suggest. If you're surrounded by wolves and one's coming in and you feel like you're in imminent danger and you shoot it you drop it from 4 or 5 feet away, at that point, you walk over, you sit down, you open up the wolf's mouth, and you clamp it on your leg and take a photo. There you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
You do not have
to comment on that.
Yeah, I'm not going to.
No.
But what I fear is that, I mean, we know it's going to happen at some point.
It is.
We have more and more wolves here. And I think with lions and bears, you know, we've had that happen. We had deaths in District 1, which is one of the reasons we fight it so much. And there's not a sense of fear from my city colleagues. Like, they don't have to live with it. They don't understand. And that's just not fair, because they're also making the decision for us, because there's more of them.
Well, but that's the way it all. That's the way it's always been.
It is, yeah.
Maybe not always, but since
we,
you know.
Yeah. So we spend a lot of time educating. We bring them. We just had our forestry tour in May, so we brought them up to Plumas County, and that's where we had, you know, Puma Sierra had the big wolf surge last summer and over 100 kills. And we, I hoped we saw a wolf, but we didn't. But we talked about them a lot. And we flew them over the Dixie Scar so they could see the Dixie Fire and see just, it blows their mind when they come up here. Because they just can't fathom, they can't fathom a million acres, you know. They live in inner city LA.
Yeah.
So it's just so different for them, but.
Okay.
But, I saw a bear when I was driving in, because I drove instead of flying, because I'm halfway home, you know. So, and it was totally wasted on me. They would have loved it. But.
We're here with Assemblywoman Heather Hadwick. Race has been called for her in the primary. It's 8:30 in the morning, and we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Millers or Subway, but now Submarama's coming in there. So there's a plug, Submarama. This is a great barbershop. It's not a hair salon. I've been going there for a long time. I can make reservations two different ways. I can go to Booksy, go to Reading and Cypress Square Barbershop and set up a time and get, you know, confirmations and emails reminding me of the day I'm getting a haircut. Or I can call them and get away from the digital side and just call them at 530-244-9478. Like I said, it's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop, and it's a real good barbershop. It's man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop, and we'll be right back with Assemblywoman Hadwick. I got you.
Never been a more perfect pair than bacon and beer. Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino's 12th annual Bacon and Brew Fest and put that fact to the test. On June 19th, experience a delightful fusion of bacon-inspired appetizers, entrees, and desserts while savoring local brews and tapping your feet to live music. Tickets are just $40 plus fee. For details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Your adventure begins here at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world.
Including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Everybody calls us Alliance.
Could someone you know use a little extra comfort right now? Alliance Heating and Air is proud to team up with Lennox to bring Feel the Love to our community. A special program providing free heating and cooling systems to homeowners in need. A simple nomination can make a big difference. Nominate today at homecomfort.org or call 2212-642 Alliance Heating and Air. Because everybody calls us 2212-642.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Youth Nursery Spring Sale is on now. 20% off all 1 gallon and larger, all the way up to 24 inch box trees. Growing better plants since 1975. Third generation family owned. Big fruit trees, many with fruit on them. A huge selection of citrus trees, all on sale, 20% off. Spring has sprung, and it's time to plant color. And we have a huge selection of flowering perennials. Ladybugs have arrived, the good bugs. If you're overrun with mosquitoes, we have plenty of mosquito plants in stock to keep those pests away. All our hanging baskets are planted with year-after-year perennials for long blooming season. Don't miss our spring sale, 20% off, all 1 gallon and larger. Can't find what you're looking for? We special order at a discount price. Gold Leaf Nursery. Come by and check us out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Dersh Road, across from Club Tucker Golf Course.
Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you do, then I'll play to maybe I'll...
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Bot. Here it is, Friday, the 5th of June, 8:35 in the morning. Today, high near 96, my friends, but tomorrow, it's going to start cooling off. A high of 87 tomorrow, almost 10 degrees difference. And then Sunday, same, 87. Monday, slight chance of rain and a high near 77. Chance of rain Tuesday, a high of 79. Wednesday, sunny with a high near 82. Thursday, 85. And I hear next weekend's going to be hot. Could be up to 100 by then.
Yikes.
Hot. How hot? Damn hot. You can grow a garden in your shorts.
Turn on your swamp cooler.
There you go. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Redding. The only full-service jewelry store in Redding. The only one that Linda shops at. The true connoisseur of jewelry. They've got a great selection, very fair prices. Watch repair, stone cutting, jewelry design, the only ones in town. That's why they're the only full-service jewelry store in Redding. Won best in the North State now for 4 years in a row. And they are. Four Winds Jewelry, right across the road, yeah, kind of, from Sierra Gibbs, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. On the phone with Assemblywoman Heather Hedwick, who just won her primary. And we'll be running in November. And I'm sure we'll be advertising greatly on this station at that point. Just a little hint. You'll hear it more. Every month you call in, I will probably remind you. Hey, you had 11 bills go forward. Is that a new record, or other people? Has that happened to other people too?
No, I am slightly competitive, so I always try to have the most. Last year I tied, and I had 10 go through, and I tied with a senior legislator. But this year, I think Josh Hoover has 12, so he beat me.
Is he a Republican?
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So but the Democrats, they probably run through 150 bills, right?
They have a ton, yeah. Some of them have like 15 or 20, yeah. We have a limit of 35 bills per term. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Hey, do y'all
which is a good thing, because they would make so many more. There would be so many more bad ideas.
Yeah, but, okay, so when they're making all these new bills, is there an organization within the government that then eliminates other bills?
No.
You know, standing laws already. Have been passed.
Oh,
does anybody go in there and say, well, you know what, yeah, these supersede this, and this is, gosh, this is from 1880,
yeah,
or and get rid of them?
Yeah, so we have a legislative council, and we have to submit all of our language to them, and then they submit it back, or they give it back to us with the changes, so it doesn't contradict others, or to make sure, like, that's what you want, is a lot of bills are fixes to things that don't work anymore, or they wrote a bill 5 years ago, and it's killing us, you know, in certain ways. But so we said we have to submit it to all of that, and then through that process, and it can take a long time, depending. But yeah, so there is like some oversight, and then it's also up to our office to research that. So we spend most of the fall researching, so we can, because we submit bills in January,
uh-huh,
January, February, and so we have meetings with, you know, the boots on the ground, depending on what sector it's going to be about and meet with the agencies, meet if it's about a state agency or going to affect them. We meet with all of them. So we meet with all the stakeholders, look up all the bills that were similar or, you know, whether they made it through or got killed and why and what the political climate was at that time. There's actually a lot of, like, legwork that happens before. And if you do that legwork, it makes it a lot easier to get your bills through.
Our last guest, right before you came on, was a guy named Jim Monagle. He's a lawyer, but he was talking about the California Invasion of Privacy Act, and it's become a shakedown, a SIPA shakedown. Have you heard of that?
Yes, yeah, it's a big deal right now. So
there's
a lot of privacy bills this year, and it's a little scary, honestly, because on one hand, you know, the state says they want to protect us and protect our information, but then on the other hand, they want it. They want everybody to have it, and they want to have it. So they have to tweak the laws to be able to.
Well, this one allows nefarious law firms and people to sue small, medium-sized businesses if you have a website. And
yes.
There's Senate Bill 690, that's Senate Bill, and it's supposed to stop these abuses. I've never even heard of this, but it looks like, I mean, this is a happy hunting ground if you are a lowlife out there.
Yes. Yeah. So that one, I'm not on that committee, so I haven't seen it, but I've heard about it. They've already been in there talking to us about it, but there was another one that the Republicans pushed through that was for, if your land had been returned to the county and was going to go up for surplus sale or not, you know, or go up for auction, it was to minimize the fees the lawyers could charge on those, because they're almost like ambulance hunters or ambulance chasers. Like, they go and they find them. The county has 1 year to do it for free for people to go through the process, so it doesn't cost them anything.
Yeah.
And they're charging like 50% of whatever they would get back if the county owed them money or whatever. And they don't, and people don't know enough. So that bill was going to, I think, max it out at 10% or something. But we had a huge ordeal over it because the attorney groups are pretty powerful down there. So, it's interesting. It's interesting to watch, for sure. But for my small counties, all of those rules, I mean, they are killing them with, you know, PI requests and all these things that, you know, in a big county, they have a department of, you know, 50 people to do all these things, where we have one person that has five hats, you know?
Yeah. No, I understand.
So,
okay. The local government reimbursement relief bill, 2640.
Yes, that came from Shasta County, actually, from your auditor.
Okay.
So that one, I think we talked about it one other time. They got an audit from 1979, because that's how behind the state is, that Shasta County owed a bunch of money from a grant or something from 1979. I think it was over $1 million, but the state owes them almost $2 million. So the auditor had asked, like, can we use this money that you owe us somehow? For the mandates that the state puts through. And they said no. And so she came to us and asked us to write a bill. So we actually had submitted it last year. And the state controller's office, jammed it up at the end. And so we met with them in the fall, got it all switched. And, I think it's going to get through. And it's actually in the end going to save the state money and the county's money. So now you would be able to use, if the state owed you money, you would be able to use that instead of having to come up with that cash flow, you know. And for small counties, that's huge. So we're hopeful on that one.
Well, you know, on that one, I mean, they owe us money. We owe them money. Like, you know, it just seems to me it makes sense. We'll just subtract
that amount.
And oh, no, we don't want to do that because we want you to pay us that. And then we're still we're still not going to pay you what we owe you. Yeah,
right. And then we're going to tell you 50 years later that you owe us money. But it's crazy. It's crazy.
But crazy is the norm, it seems like, down in Sacramento. Am I wrong?
Oh, no. If there's a level above crazy, then it's definitely that. it is so inefficient down there. I think that's one of the most frustrating parts. Because you really could make change happen fast. and you can't. You know, we see change happen fast on the ground because we're smaller, probably, but, you know, in our counties and our communities, but the state, it's funny because I always say time isn't real there. Like, it's either going really, really fast or painfully slow. There's no in between. But it's crazy is a good description.
Okay, we've got to take a break, and Heather, when we get back, could you give us kind of a consensus of what you think is going to be happening in the next 6-7 months and impacts it will have upon your district?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back after these messages.
I'm just a bill. Yes, I'm only a bill. And I'm sitting here on Capitol Hill. Well, it's a long, long journey to the Capitol.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
It's time to saddle up and ride west. Wind River Resort and Casino is proud to bring Wyoming's own Ian Munstick to the Event Center stage.
Friday, July 24th.
Rising fast and bringing his signature sound.
Ian brings the west to the rest.
Tickets are just $60 plus fees.
But they won't last long, so don't wait.
Make it a country night to remember.
Call 1-800-280-UWIN to reserve your room and grab your ticket.
Dust off those boots. Grab your hat and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Rob Keenan, KIXE-PBS General Manager. I want to thank Redding Rancheria for their support over the years, providing funding with our story time books for families in the local area.
Jake Mangus with Mercy Foundation North. We'd like to thank Redding Rancheria for being a great partner in healthcare and a great partner in giving.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild and Illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world.
Including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
I wanna be just a child.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. Saturday night, the big jazz thing going on. 44-piece jazz orchestra. That's going to be out at Shasta College. I think it starts at 7. I think gates open at 6:30. You get in there and get a good seat because it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful event. Monday, Shasta College joins us along with our community calendar, and then we've got probably about 40 minutes, 30 minutes to discuss the election. So we should have some more, I would imagine, more updates by then. We can kind of discuss that and what it could mean from the elections. But right now, we have our own assemblywoman who was declared a victor in the primary early on, Heather Hadwick. And when I left, I asked you the question, what's coming down the road in that 6-7 months that you see happening and that can affect us up here in the North State in your district?
Well, I think the election results are going to be very telling for us. Top was awesome for us.
So far.
And I'm hoping more people, of course, will show up for the general election. But we're going to be really focused on getting people registered to vote and then getting people to show up. That's going to be our focus this year. James Gallagher won his district to replace Doug LaMalfa, and so he's getting sworn in this next week, and I'm really excited to work with him and kind of finish what Doug had started and make sure that we have a voice, because it's been really hard not having that support in D.C. right now. So that'll be it's a weird place to be in for Gallagher, I think, just because it's so short. So, and he's also running for the district, for the Prop 50 change district as well. So, and he did way better in that one than we had anticipated. So he came out on top on that one too. So, I think there's a chance. So we're going to help get him there if we can. And, so it's going to be, the election years are always a little trying, but, I think people are tired of it, and they want to be able to live, you know, the life that we used to have in California, you know?
Yeah, people feel safe. People in very expensive neighborhoods, when I say very expensive, you know, compared to us, but, you know, down in L.A., and, you know, gated communities are having house break-ins, and these guys are organized, come in, crash through a door, and they're in and out in like 4 minutes, but they take everything, you know, they are heading for jewelry and other stuff. I mean, you can't even, you know, you would think you should be able, you should be able to live safe in your home. And, you know, the average person, now I'm not talking you into some kind of nefarious deals, but you should feel safe. And it's going away down.
Yeah.
It's gone away down in L.A.
It has, yeah, for sure. And it's so unattainable to own a house or get ahead. Was talking with one of my colleagues that he just bought a house, and he's, you know, pushing 40. And just bought a house down there with his wife, and she's an attorney. Like, they make a great living. And it's his first house, and he laughed at me because my first house was my husband. We lived in Doris in a teeny tiny town, and our first house cost $75,000, you know. Granted, it was like 2002. But, he's like, I needed more than that just for my down payment for this house. And, I mean, if you're having to save $100,000, how are you in your 20s? Going to be able to do that, you know?
It's difficult to do when diesel's $7 a gallon.
Right, yeah. I paid over $7 last night just for regular gas on the way home. It's just, I mean, it's, everything is crazy expensive. And and we've got to get a handle on it. So,
those are self-inflicted wounds in California.
Yeah, we're definitely doing it to ourselves, and it's going to get worse, especially if a lot of these bills get through. They have a bill that is going to increase the farm worker minimum wage, and that is going to kill ag. So we're trying to get that bill killed, but we saw what it did to the fast food industry, and you know, now we're paying $15 for a combo meal, and we're going to be paying $15 for oranges. The ripple effect will affect us all, but you have these groups that fight for things that it all sounds good on paper, and then the ripple effect is it's going to cost us, the consumers, and we can barely afford to live now. So
And there's some more, since it's, you know, big cattle industry up here in the North State. I don't know if you saw, but they had the first confirmed case of screwworm in the United States in something like 60 years in Texas. Here.
That is really scary. I had a call about it yesterday, actually. It's not just cattle. It's going to be every mammal. So
It can affect pets, wildlife, and rarely people.
Yeah. And we had a glassy winged sharpshooter bug that got through on Costco grapes, in the North State. So.
Well, is there any good news coming? is there any good news? Like, hey, we're going to be able to thin the forest and maybe not have as many fires?
So good news, we are seeing a more of a focus on fuel mitigation, so that is good. CAL FIRE is fully staffed, so that's good. We have a lot of CEQA exemption bills that are good bills. So hopefully that'll help move things along, for anybody working on the ground. We have some school, like the education budget looked pretty good. I actually was kind of shocked because I didn't really have a whole lot to complain about. They increased the funding for schools, and there's a dire need. But they especially focused on the special education funding, which is great. That was something that was really killing our districts in the North State especially. They're really focused on career pathways and getting people into jobs, and getting that, like, highly skilled worker, whether it's like welding or teaching or nursing, lots of focus on that this year, which will be great, I think, especially for us. You know, we can kind of grow our own.
Up here in Redding, we're trying to, start a medical school, and then Davis is talking about putting a branch up here. Is there anything the state can do to help with that?
So we have a budget request in for $500,000 to help them with their planning, and they have a plan, but it's kind of to go to the phase two of that plan and go visit more small medical schools. I'm super supportive of that. I think we could have both, honestly. I think we could have Davis and Simpson have one, and we'd still be good. Chico's looking at one too at Inlow. And we need that in the North State. It's crazy how swayed the data is that doctors almost always live where their residency is. They fall in love with it and they want to stay. And that's what we need. We need them. Once we get them here, they'll stay. We just got to get them here because it is very different.
Yeah, a lot of them, when they finish medical school, they want to go on specialties in other areas. But if we can make their time here so good, plus they can be they can be homegrown. You can have kids from Bieber coming down here and going to medical school, and they're not going to move away. No.
Nope. No. So, and it's cheaper to live here, so that's a good draw. And we have, Redding has great weather and all, there's lots to do, especially if you like the outdoors. Like, it's a good good draw for young people, come raise a family here. And that's what we want, right? We want to recruit those people that are going to, give back to the community and jump in and help. And
We've got to do something, since California makes it so damn hard on businesses. And right now I think it's education and the medical industry and government are the three top employers. So
and ag,
Ag's in there too.
It's great. And there's a lot of housing bills coming to make building houses easier.
You mean cheaper? The $5 a square foot for overcrowded schools on every house adds thousands of dollars, and yet the schools up here aren't overcrowded. But it's a statewide thing.
It's crazy, and it is everywhere. And so they're really focused on housing this year. I'm on a committee, the Housing Construction and Innovation Committee, and we've been touring places and just trying to figure out, because if we can get more built, then there'll be more supply, which will, lower prices. So
you hope.
So we're hoping. And it's a big picture thing. You got to have interest rates that are right. You got to have, everybody has to be happy. You got to fix the insurance crisis. You know, so it's going to take time, but we are on the right path, I think.
Okay. We've run out of time there, Heather.
Yeah, at least we got to end on a happier note.
Well, that's always try to end, on a happy note on Fridays, you know?
Yeah. I feel like I'm always, like, hitting you guys with all the crap that's happening, not the good stuff, you know?
No, these are positive. It's a positive direction.
Yeah.
How do people get a hold of your people if they've got questions?
So you can go to our state assembly website, and all of our phone numbers on there. We have an office in Redding and Jackson and Sacramento, and we're happy to meet with you, talk. You can call us for help if you need help with any state agency. That's the most important work we do.
Okay. Thank you very much, Assemblywoman Heather Hadwick. Have a nice weekend, Heather. And everybody, it's going to be warm today. It's going to start cooling down, but it's got 97 today, so be careful out there. Have a wonderful weekend, and God bless America.
KCNR, Shasta Reading.
Your choice, Shasta Regional Medical Center.